One of the challenges in dealing with animal cruelty cases, you know, you find an animal that is severely hit or damaged. Sometimes it could be hit and run cases. Sometimes it could be some other accident. Sometimes it can be actual cruelty. But obviously the animal is in no position to tell you. And absent cameras and absent witnesses, it becomes very challenging. So I asked NPARKS for their statistics. So over a 5-year period, 2019 to 2024, they received 1,200 complaints. Half of them, they didn't find any cause to say there was cruelty. It's a difference of opinion. 1/4 of the cases, cruelty was made out, but they couldn't find the perpetrator. Now that's significant, right? 1/4 of all these cases. That's a big challenge. And about the other 1/4, about 6%, they charged in court, they proceeded. 20%, there was some element of neglect or, you know, no proper treatment of the animals, and those were issued with warnings, advisories, because you also don't want to criminalize everyone for some, say, neglect. You got to look and assess. Otherwise, you'll be charging a lot of people. People who take on pets are well-meaning, but they omitted to do something without, you know, necessarily being cruel or malicious.
We have the Animals and Birds Act, which you mentioned just now as well. So it's being reviewed to increase penalties. Is the onus now on the government to actually signal its position that it's taking a stronger stance against abusers so as to more strongly deter these potential abusers?
Right. The government takes a very strong stand. I think there can be no question about it. We cannot tolerate cruelty. We have to take a position, and I think government has taken a position. When you look at laws, it's really a question of calibrating to fit the different types of offences, the various types of conduct. We do take a strong stand, we have to take a strong stand, and we cannot let perpetrators go free. The large majority of Singaporeans are law-abiding. If you look at the number of crimes committed in Singapore against other persons or animals as a proportion of our population, it's very small. So the laws are there to deal with the small minority, because if you don't deal with it, that small minority will grow. And other people will say, oh, well, you know, this kind of conduct is tolerated, and, you know, people might be tempted to try. It'll still be a minority, but it will become more of a problem for society. Many years ago, the law was amended. It was penalties were enhanced. The task now is always to keep the laws relevant and current, in line with whatever is happening. There are a lot of people who have pets in Singapore. They are well-meaning people. The large majority of Singaporeans are law-abiding, you know, but with the best-minded people, sometimes there can be some breaches or infractions. So you've got to assess that, what's the level of culpability and criminality, and you have to take a sensible approach to these things. Otherwise, you'll be charging a lot of people in court. So you also don't want that, and that can be young people, you know, students and so on. So you really don't want that. What you want is to go after the people with malice, who go out to be cruel to animals, who think that it's a sport, who think that it's a game. And for the rest, you should encourage them with education. You should make sure that they know how to look after the pets. These animals don't have a voice. And it's incumbent upon us to make sure that they are protected.